Oh, the French. Do it right or don't do it at all. And if there's one thing they do right, it's cooking. Take confit de canard or duck confit. This classic dish traditionally takes days to prepare and gobs of delicious duck fat. But if you want to try this at home, we have a shortcut. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Confit de canard has always been my favorite French dish, so I was excited to have the chance to prepare counterfeit duck confit with blogger chef David Leibovitz. I make my way to Leibovitz's Paris kitchen, which is tucked into a tiny street on the right bank. Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Very well. Nice to meet you, David.
Welcome, bienvenue.
Nice seat. He welcomes me into his light, spacious cuisine. Leibovitz moved to France 11 years ago and writes a food blog where he loves to share his recipes and tips. This one comes from his book, My Paris Kitchen.
So basically, this is a technique for making confit de canard, which actually in French means preserved duck, long preservation technique.
The dish dates back to antiquity. People packed their meat in duck grease, which kept out all the air. Britain's King Henry VIII was a big fan of confit duck legs, and I'm sure he couldn't care less how long it took or how messy it was to prepare.
Most recipes that you see for confit de canard say, you know, they begin with, you know, melt 10 liters of duck fat, then slip in 4 duck legs, and very few people have 10 liters of duck fat. If you live in France, you can buy it in the supermarket in little jars, kind of like the same size as peanut butter.
In fact, if you just Google confit de canard on the internet, one recipe has 24 steps and lasts days. Leibovitz says there's no need for such complexity or for extra duck fat.
It's all in the duck. It's in the duck skin, and it's going to come out when we bake it. And this technique requires zero effort. All you do is season the duck legs, let them sit overnight, and then you bake them for 3 hours.
Leibovitz says duck, contrary to popular belief, is actually a very lean meat. Confit de canard is all about exploiting the fat in the skin. Leibovitz starts cooking with a staple of French cuisine, 2 cloves of fresh garlic. Next, he grinds some salt and allspice and rasps some nutmeg. The spices add a barely perceptible, balmy afternote to the dish, he says. And that's the essence of French cooking.
Seasoning should accent the food, not be the food, because they like to let the ingredients speak for themselves. They want duck confit to taste like duck. They don't want it to taste like 2 tablespoons of allspice.
Then comes Leibovitz's secret ingredient, alcohol in the form of gin, similar to how you'd cook with wine.
And the only thing that makes gin is juniper, and juniper goes very well with duck.
Toss the duck in the spices and gin and then put it all in a baking dish. And Leibovitz says this is key. The duck has to be tightly packed in the dish.
And then I want to fit them together sort of as a puzzle with 2 bay leaves, a garlic clove that's been halved underneath each one. What you want to do also is prick the skin with a needle a few times, and that helps the fat escape when it's cooking.
Leibovitz puts the duck in the oven for 2.5 hours at 300 degrees. At the very end, with skin side up, he cranks the oven even higher for about 15 minutes to make sure the crust is super crispy. Then he pulls it out.
It's actually marvelously crispy. The skin is completely bronzed. It's dry. It's crunchy. And underneath, I stuck a fork in, and I could tell the meat was really tender and melting. And you can also see around it that there's a lot of fat. Duck fat, and that's very valuable. Save that. Do not throw that away.
You can fry potatoes and even chicken in it later, says Leibovitz. But for now, there's only one thing to do.
So do you want to try one?
Oh, wow.
No doubt about it, counterfeit duck confit is the real thing. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.